The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Always enjoy catching up with my friend, Dr. Orrin Smith. They're doing some great work at the Palmetto Promise. Orrin is a senior fellow there. You can find out more information about the work that Palmetto Promise does. Just go to palmettopromise.org, palmettopromise.org. Welcome in, Dr. Smith. How are you, sir?
Yes, good morning. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to have you on with us. It's been a while. Let's jump right in. You and I have talked many times over the past few years about what I call the billion-dollar boondoggle. I think you kind of stole that from me, too.
That's true.
It's known as the VC Summer Project. Take a minute and give our listeners just a quick summary of the project and what has transpired today.
Yes. Well, the federal government was trying to encourage utilities to build nuclear plants at one point. So it was advantageous to SCE&G, SCANA, now Dominion, which serves the Midlands to the lower part of the state, to build a nuclear plant and expand VC Summer number one into VC Summer 1, 2, and 3, just north of Columbia and Fairfield County. And they solicited C&T Cooper, the state-owned utility, to be a partner. So they split this. It seemed like it was about 60-40 in the costs, which is really more than C&T Cooper wanted originally, but nevertheless, they went in for it. Well, like a lot of nuclear plants, there are cost overruns and construction delays and problems, and this was no different. And it eventually was such a debacle that it had to be, the plug had to be pulled, and the project was left a couple of holes in the ground in Fairfield County and was not finished. Well, what happened was SCANA customers, SCE&G customers, they were partially refunded as a part of the Dominion buyout deal. But, you know, private companies have investors. They don't have just one place to go for funding. C&T Cooper is a state-owned utility, and all of the funds to pay the bills come from ratepayers. Those people that purchase directly from C&T Cooper, or they purchase from a rural electric cooperative that receives their power from C&T Cooper. So those ratepayers are on the hook for roughly principal and interest about $12 billion still left in debt, partly from that nuclear project, but also other debt.
Wow. That's a lot of money for the ratepayers to have to come up with. And what did they get for it? Virtually nothing.
Yes. Two great big holes in the ground. But one of the contractors, or the oversight for the project, was Westinghouse, which was previously owned by Toshiba. And early on, it was determined that after Toshiba went bankrupt, that was a part of the reason for pulling the plug on the project. Toshiba eventually paid about $976 million, just under $1 billion to C&T Cooper for their liability in that problem. But that and some of that went to ratepayers eventually. But really, what happened was it's gone to keep rates stable, because what C&T Cooper doesn't want is, of all things, they know, because we put so much pressure on them publicly, that they can't raise rates on the ratepayers. So they just keep extending their debt and refinancing, and that's kind of the news item of the day here, is how they keep kind of reshuffling the numbers.
On our guest line this morning, Dr. Orrin Smith, a senior fellow with Palmetto Promise. So the reason I wanted to catch up with Orrin and kind of get an update on this is yesterday, Jeffrey Benjamin, a senior former executive vice president for Westinghouse Electric Company, entered a not guilty plea to numerous federal fraud charges. The charges against Benjamin are, quote, for his role in failing to truthfully report information regarding construction of the new nuclear units at the V.C. Summer nuclear plant. South Carolina's acting U.S. Attorney Rhett DeHart said in mid-August in filing these charges. There's others that have been charged, too. Several other top-level Westinghouse executives appear to be entering plea agreements. So it's going to get interesting as this moves forward. But, Orrin, is there any chance? I mean, first off, hopefully some of these folks are going to be held accountable, because it's kind of interesting how this project went on for years, spending billions of dollars. Everything seemed to be great, and then suddenly they pulled the plug, saying, you know, everything wasn't so great, that it was a disaster.
Absolutely. And, you know, because of the nature of this, as you say, the billion-dollar debacle, a lot of the emails that went back and forth between the executives of SCANA and Santee Cooper and others, including Westinghouse executives, all of those emails have come out and become public as a part of this process over time. So you can see, and we have put this in numerous of our reports that we've done on the Santee Cooper V.C. Summer situation, you can see that the emails going back and forth, warning, 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 but no one really paying attention. And that's why executives of SCANA, former executives of SCANA Corporation, are on trial as well for their role in this debacle. And when you get right down to it, the amount of money that Westinghouse is paying to try to help these poor ratepayers is really, really not that much. They've got to pay $5 million immediately, and then another $16 million before the end of 2022, for a total of about $21 million. $21 million is sort of a rounding error when Santee Cooper, principal and interest, owes $13 billion, to $13 billion. Yes,
I mean, if you do the math, it's really not even pennies on the dollars. You know, it's crazy that this is a classic example. Sorry to interrupt you there, Dr. Orrin Smith. This is a classic example of a government project pretty much going wrong, and evidently, you know, as far as those who are supposed to be offering oversight, turning their head, looking the other way.
Well, what makes it even worse, and this showed up at the State House last week, is Santee Cooper has been saying all along that the bonds that are coming due and that run out to 2054, 2055, they have said that they were fine in the ability to freeze their rates, rebate some of the costs from the project to the customers, but also to pay for capital improvements. Well, we found out at the State House last week that they're actually borrowing more money.
Wow.
And the legislators were shocked.
Wow, I would hope so.
As a part of refinancing, they were borrowing more money for capital improvements.
Wow. It just gets worse, doesn't it?
Yes. This is when government tries to manage a private business.
Yep. Dr. Orrin Smith,
it's always is the answer.
Yes. always good to catch up with you. Appreciate the work you guys do at Palmetto Promise. Dr. Orrin Smith, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you much, Joey. Have a great day.
You too.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.